Overnight low temperature 31. Bundle up from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
Need to do some holiday shopping, but you're low on cash? No problem. ASC Credit Union has you covered with holiday loans and rates as low as 7.99% with approved credit. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC. Equal opportunity lender.
Hi, I'm Ellis Eskew with Alabama News Network. The city of Montgomery made history today as Stephen Reed was sworn in as the city's first African-American mayor. Council members also took the oath of office in the ceremony at the Impact in downtown Montgomery. Montgomery Public Schools is expected to decide on converting three schools into charter schools. Back in September, the MPS board voted to move forward with a proposal from the Montgomery Education Foundation to convert Edie Nixon Elementary, Davis Elementary, and Bellingrath Middle School. After the vote, the board was given 60 days to negotiate a contract. Voters in House District 74 will go to the polls today to elect a new representative. Republican candidate Charlotte Meadows is taking on Democrat Rayford Mack in the special election. You may remember the seat was left vacant with the death of State Representative Dimitri Palizos earlier this year. And we'll have complete coverage of today's events on Alabama News Network at 5, 5:30, 6, and 10. And those are your news headlines. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, for any advertisers.
Mara Lopez here, and it's time for some straight talk. Look, you wouldn't spend more to get the exact same thing, would you? No, of course not. Who would? So when I tell you that Straight Talk Wireless runs on the same cell towers as the big guys but charges you a lot less, you see where I'm going with this, right? That's America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks for up to half the cost. Get the $45 unlimited plan from Straight Talk with 25 gigs of high-speed data and no contract, only at Walmart.
Why wait for Black Friday? Get Black Friday prices today at the Home Depot. Pick up a Dyson V8 Animal Cordless Vacuum at a special buy, just $299. It was $399. Cord-free, hassle-free, powerful suction to pick up pet hair across all floor types. You can pick one up for $100 off. Black Friday savings, early. Now, at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, WASPAS, ASC, store for details, valid through November 16th.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Longtime Republican Congressman Peter King is not running for re-election next year. He says the political climate was not a factor.
Under ideal circumstances, would I still leave? And the answer was yes.
The next 5 to 7 days will be record-breaking, says the National Weather Service, which is predicting 300 record cold temperatures due to the Arctic blast.
It'll be tougher for President Trump to keep his New York tax returns from coming out. His lawsuit was dismissed.
The police chief of Manford, Oklahoma, was killed while at a Florida convention. An officer from his own department suspected in the murder of Chief Lucky Miller.
No injuries, but a lot of frightened passengers on a plane that slid off a snowy runway in Chicago yesterday.
And Seattle has done it in a classic. And San Francisco suffers their first loss. Russell Wilson put on that cape again.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday. Oop, we got to get my water here. I might not make it here. Ken Reynolds just left the studio. He's just returned from New Orleans. And, would you? Thank you. And, brought me a little gift here that I'm going to enjoy, and let's just say Wayne needs to enjoy this gift with me. Wayne. But it's great seeing Ken Reynolds, and back from New Orleans, one of my favorite cities in the country. Let's go to the 272-9228. First time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket, but we're going to put your name in twice. Any caller can get in on that drawing, but first time callers have their name put in twice, which has been pretty successful here. Let's say we had Ritz got it last time.
Yes.
Yeah. Ritz was kind enough. Ritz left me a little present at Sweet Creek Farm Market. What a nice guy.
Oh.
I'm going to have to share that with you.
Yeah, that's very sweet of him.
It is. He's a nice guy. And then Papa B went down there and picked up his stuff. And I'm going to finish out my ribs. I'm doing hamburger night tonight. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Jim. Jim, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Good afternoon, Dan.
How are you?
Really? What'd you do? Bring you a bottle of Valley High Wine?
Johnny Walker Black.
In New Orleans.
Johnny Walker Black.
This Bowden guy, he was raised by Bill Ayers, so you can imagine what kind of warped person he is. His great-grandfather, I think, was a lawyer and represented Fidel Castro. Of course, Bernie Sanders comes out and praises him and says, now's the time to fundamentally change the... Oh, he's going to fundamentally change the judicial system, all right. You know, he's a lefty commie socialist just like Bernie, so... Naturally, he's going to get his congratulations. But I can't believe people would vote somebody like this. His dad's still in prison, isn't he? Murder charge.
Mom and dad.
Yeah. I mean, what?
It's a family affair.
Yeah. I mean, the San Francisco is getting, like the cause is just getting what they deserve. And they keep coming out, well, we're not going to charge people this. Pretty soon, you can be able to go to San Francisco and get away with anything. So what's going to happen, Dan?
Well,
they're going to have more and more scumbags moving into the city, living on the street.
Well, let me tell you the other side of this. This guy is also a George Soros person that George Soros basically finances campaign. And there's this video of going where his campaign folks were in there in City Hall after he'd won, saying, you know, F the police.
Oh, yeah, I heard.
I couldn't believe it.
Can you imagine now? Here's a guy, he was groomed by Bill Ayers, financed by Soros, George Soros. I mean, good grief. Frankenstein, you know, the monster. I mean, San Francisco is going to end up on the garbage heap of history here. They keep in this direction they're going.
Well, let me tell you something. I think the turning point for them is going to be the public health issue. If they get typhoid and some other things that start happening because of the rat population and people, because if you don't have tourists coming into San Francisco, you're losing a lot. And some people I've talked to have been to San Francisco recently said, there are not many places that I will go now. St. Francis, which is the kind of the starship hotel there in the wharf, were the two big places. They said those were fine. But if you go off of Telegraph Hill and you go over to what they call the Tenderloin District, they said it is terrible.
Well, it's gonna people will be fleeing the city if they get in some kind of diseases break out like that, like a plague. So, I mean, that could be a disaster. People flee the city. And, I mean, it's just... So, no, give me the sunny south. Those people over there, they need to... maybe we can hope for the San Andreas Fault to just kind of crack open there and California sink into the Pacific Ocean.
Now, we don't want to wish harm on anybody, no, Jim.
No, I just... You know, it's just...
So but we will wish cosmic justice on them, right, guys?
Just those that are sinners.
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah, well, that's the whole city. I love it.
Yeah, this is unbelievable. So what's going to happen this week, Dan, on the national scene?
I don't know. We're going to get into the testimony stuff and what the Republican strategy is in a little bit. And I don't know. And listening to Nunes and some other people, they're kind of saying that once you hear, when you really read the transcript, it doesn't say the things that the Democrats are saying it says. Mm-hmm. Well, a question is going to be, how are they going to handle it when it's on live TV? And what is it going to look like? And yeah. Adam Schiff, he's putting a lot on it. And if you read the transcript, Adam Schiff is leading the witness. And he poses this scenario and then basically says, well, don't you agree or do you see it this way? And then they'll kind of repeat what he says back. And I don't think that's going to come across well on camera.
No, I mean, because right now, all we're going by is just, you know, they're not letting anybody hear anything. So we don't know what's really been going on.
No, and it's selective leaking.
We're just taking the word of those liars.
Yeah, it's selective leaking, too.
Yeah, and it's gonna play out. I think it's gonna play out like the Kavanaugh thing. I agree. I heard Rush Limbaugh say something about that. He thinks it's gonna play out like the Kavanaugh hearing, where people are gonna actually see it, and there's nothing there, and it's just gonna end up just a big bag of nothing. And people are gonna be able to see it, because that's what happened with Kavanaugh. Once it got on the, and people could see it on TV, what was being done there, they found out there was nothing. They couldn't convict him of anything or accuse him of anything.
Well, it was so handled so shoddily. That was the problem.
Well, this hadn't been handled much better.
Oh, no, this had been handled worse.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, it's going to be very interesting. So,
Joey, let me ask you, you read some of the transcripts. Mm-hmm. When you were reading what Adam Schiff was saying, how do you think that's going to come across if he does that in a public hearing? How do you think that will play?
I think, well, it'll be kind of, my honest opinion is it'll be, a political Rorschach test. I think those that are on to this being shoddily done, to use your words you just used, will be on to it. I think Democrats will be in the tank, who are already in the tank, and be like, yeah, Adam, get him, Adam. I think a lot of impartial observers, though, especially legal minds, will know exactly what Schiff is up to. Like, from reading the transcript, it's so obvious that he literally is trying to get people to just agree with his characterizations rather than just letting them talk. And then the one thing I'm very interested in is, will the Republicans play by little Shifty Schiff's rules, and what will Adam Schiff do? I think that's in the transcripts when you read it, when Schiff will cut off Republicans, say, oh, you don't have to answer that. I want to see how that plays on TV. I think that'll be the most damning portion if Schiff is required to do that.
Because if Swalwell comes across poorly, mm-hmm. and Adam Schiff come across poorly, and Ratcliffe comes across well, and Jim Jordan didn't come across too aggressive,
right,
then I think it will be a win for the Republicans.
It's going to be very interesting. Yeah, just so at the end there, Schiff doesn't go, well, this was actually a parody of what was done. I just... this whole thing was just a parody, folks. We made all this up. Yeah.
Well, it's going to... You know, I wish Nadler were on the scene, because he is like the worst. But Adam Schiff, the way he says things with the sternness... and the media just buys it.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting when somebody has the next question after him. And he has opening remarks going to be up to 45 minutes.
Right. It'll be happening at 9 o'clock our time.
Oh, boy.
Jim, sometimes. All right.
Jim, you have a great day. News on 83.1 FM, Dan Mars Show on a Tuesday, 272-9228. Couple of reminders. Any caller can get in on Sweet Green Farm Market Gift Basket. What's in that gift basket? $60 with the goodies that you put in there from Sweet Green Farm Market. Then first-time callers to get your name put in twice. Peter Ducey is on the campaign trail in New Hampshire. It's kind of a long but interesting report.
Should Iowa and New Hampshire remain the jumping-off points for an increasingly diverse Democratic presidential nominee field? At least one of the current contenders says no. This comes as most of the candidates continue to work hard in those two early voting states. Correspondent Peter Ducey reports tonight from Concord, New Hampshire.
Bernie Sanders just had a bigger Iowa rally than any of his rivals. 2,400 people turned up to see him and his new surrogate, AOC. Sanders is doing well in Iowa. Julian Castro is not.
I don't believe that forever we should be married to Iowa and New Hampshire going first.
Those complaints about the calendar are not shared with higher polling candidates.
Iowa, New Hampshire are really not a very think that's why the role of two more states in that first category with South Carolina and Nevada is so important.
Pete Buttigieg is surging, and Amy Klobuchar blames sexism.
Do I think that we would be standing on that stage if we had the experience that he had? No, I don't.
Buttigieg, a veteran pledging to nominate a woman to run the Veterans Affairs Department for the first time, shrugs off Klobuchar's critique.
I'm not really focused on that.
Joe Biden is trying to keep voters focused on his tenure as vice president.
Barack and I used to, as the president will tell you, argue like the devil, and we would occasionally holler at one another. When he asked, his friends asked, what's it like having Joe? He said, it's like having an older brother.
Michael Bloomberg isn't moved by any of that. And now Fox Business reports, quote, people close to Bloomberg tell Fox Business he had an unofficial pact with Biden where he promised not to run if Biden looked strong enough to win the nomination. Bloomberg's successor at City Hall doesn't think a billionaire is the party's best bet.
Would he be better than Donald Trump? Of course. Should he be the Democratic nominee? No. There's no way in the world we should nominate a billionaire who epitomizes the status quo.
But another one of Mayor de Blasio's constituents may have just made a bigger splash in the race, the congresswoman from the Bronx.
People sometimes say that Alexandria and I are an odd couple. That she is so old and I am so young.
If anybody else wants to get on the primary ballot here in New Hampshire, they've got till the end of this week to do it. That includes Hillary Clinton and a former Massachusetts governor who the New York Times reports this evening is rethinking a run, Deval Patrick.
Okay, Deval Patrick. That would be an interesting addition to the thing. Isn't it amazing how they were talking about how wonderful this abundant riches that we have of candidates and how diversified they are, and we're ashamed of our riches of the candidate. And then people kind of go, well, I don't see anybody that can win in there, and so Bloomberg is running possibly involved. Patrick, you remember when I did that? We did that interview with him on CBS that morning.
Yeah,
and I said, it's going to sound like you're running for something here.
Yeah, there are a lot of these bigwigs kind of waiting in the wings to see if everybody else falters and fails. I think a lot of it does depend on Joe Biden. For a lot of these people waiting in the wings, they're more the moderate wing of a fairly radical party.
I tried to get part of the Biden town hall that he did last night. I watched part of it, but I couldn't find a MP3 ability on it. I hate to say this, he did not look good.
Well, I woke up last night and stubbed my toe, so I guess we're equal.
I mean, he just didn't.
Yeah, he doesn't look like even the Biden of a few years ago.
He's aloof. He's kind of distracted. He's that little stare he gets, wondering stare, kind of looking out.
Right.
And when somebody's asking him a question, like he's trying to concentrate hard on what you're saying, so make sure I'm getting it all. And if I can find it somewhere, there are a couple of key parts I'd love to take out of that. But when he's asked about other candidates and how he responds to them, that wasn't very good. So we'll see in the proverbial fullness of time. Deval Patrick, huh? That would be interesting if he got in. News on 93.1. I wonder if African Americans would leave Joe for Deval. Deval and Obama are good friends.
Indeed.
Interesting. We're going to be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
podcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Come on, boy, finish your business, and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor, trouble with those allergies again?
Yep, tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feels so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center. 1154 South Memorial Drive, 365-5400.
Alabama Home Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A Montgomery firefighter called us with a four-alarm financial fiasco. He wanted to retire early, but had to clear up considerable credit card debt. Alabama Home Mortgage cut his monthly payment by $636 and got him $37,000 to extinguish the credit card inferno.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly payments much sooner than you ever thought was possible.
10 minutes is all it takes to find out how much you could save with your Alabama Home Mortgage.
Folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. Call 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com and apply today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Sarah.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
Sarah was looking for a job, but wanted to stay local.
That's right.
First, she built a giant satellite, then launched it into space to send a signal transmitting her resume. This did not lend Sarah a job, but it did start a war with the Zarkon Nebula.
I went too far.
Yes, Sarah went too far. But you don't have to go too far to go far. Montgomery area helpwanted.com only posts local jobs, so employers are way more likely to respond to your application and offer you a job. Montgomery area helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
To Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
We have got to get it together. 272-9228, that's where we are. Guys, if you haven't been outside, it's not only cold, but it's windy now. Talking about 10, 12 mile an hour winds. Ooh, I mean, it's like I was going like, I was stupid. I'd have a jacket on out here, but that was the fastest wind to my car I've ever made. Okay, 272-9228, that's where we are. Let's see, we did Peter Ducey, we did San Francisco. Let's do this. Let's do Nancy Cordes. Pulling up her game here. She's going to be talking about new polling on the in the Republican strategy for tomorrow.
A CBS News poll on impeachment just out this morning shows Americans are still split ahead of tomorrow's first public hearings. 43% in our survey think President Trump should be impeached over the Ukraine controversy. 40% say he should not, and 17% say it's just too soon to say. 73% of those who have an opinion say they've already made up their minds. Nancy Cordes is on Capitol Hill with more on this story. And Nancy, with 24 hours and counting before the hearings begin, how are the Democrats and Republicans finalizing their strategies?
Overnight, CBS News obtained this 18-page memo, Gail, that details
the Republican strategy going into these public hearings. They are going to argue that the evidence just doesn't prove that the president pressured Ukraine, covered up misconduct, or obstructed justice. They're going to claim that the president was simply interested in combating legitimate corruption in Ukraine, a concern that stemmed from his, quote, deep-seated, genuine, and reasonable skepticism about that country. However, according to the testimony of two diplomatic aides that was released on Monday, the president actually bought into some conspiracy theories about Ukraine, even insisting at one meeting that, quote, Ukraine tried to do him in. One aide worried that if these theories, pushed by the president's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, took hold, that the Ukrainian government was an enemy of the president, then it would be very hard to have high-level engagement with Ukraine.
That, and what I don't like is that this is all kind of opinion that's happening out there. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to East. East, welcome aboard.
Hey, good afternoon. It sounds like Captain Obvious is leaking information. The Republicans are going to say there's a lack of evidence. I mean, that's a sound defense in almost any kind of legal situation, isn't it?
Of course.
Yeah. Hey, look, let me ask you this. You did a report with Ducey, and the candidates are saying that New Hampshire and Iowa are not important anymore. Do you think that speaks to their disdain for middle America, flyover country?
Well, no, it speaks to them not doing well in the polls in Iowa, and that was Castro, who basically is saying that Iowa shouldn't be the first because it's not diversified enough. So therefore, he's being rejected.
Yeah, and that was kind of, and I hate to say this, but it kind of reminds me of the 1992 election where they said don't believe the media, you know, President Bush, and it's like, well, yeah, you know, you kind of are behind there, Kat, you know, and you don't have a lot to offer, and that's the way those Democrats are. They just don't have a lot to offer, but I kind of catch a vibe from them that they just don't care about people like you and me.
You're talking about the media, or you're talking about the Democrats, or both?
I'm talking about the liberal establishment, the Democrats. The media, I've known they haven't cared about it. All they care about is LA and maybe Atlanta, Atlanta's kind of fallen out of
Lester Holt. Lester Holt goes to bed every single night thinking about East.
Yeah. Montgomery, Alabama. I know he does. He even visited here once. That's right.
He did.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, I appreciate your opinion. You guys have a nice, cool afternoon.
Oh, we will. We'll definitely have a cool afternoon.
Oh, yeah. Sweet Creek me, baby. 11:21, I almost ordered a Cuban sandwich in St. Augustine, and I said, I cannot do this until I've had the one at Sweet Creek so I can measure it.
What were you doing down in St. Augustine?
I was just doing a little visiting, getting out of the fray for a while. It was nice.
St. Augustine's a great city.
It is. We had a good time. We did the tourist thing and the pedestrian mall, and it was fun. It was fun. You can drive your car right on the beach down there.
It's awesome. When Martinez was the mayor there, I knew him, and I got to see the city in a little bit different way that most people would see it. But it's very historic, and it's a very lovely, particularly the downtown proper part of St. Augustine.
Well, and it's not just 300, 400 years old either. They had a lot of things that happened back in the 60s that were interesting. Martin Luther King actually marched on the street that was named for him. So it was kind of cool. We had a great time.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. You have a wonderful day, my friend.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Let me go to a break. Come back to David. David, welcome. I'm going to come back to you in just after this short break.
Dan Morris Show.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bell Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
On Tuesday, November 12th, registered voters residing in Alabama House District 74 will go to the polls to elect their representative. The following polling places will be open from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. Montgomery Museum of Fine Arts, Del Rey Church of Christ, Flowers Elementary School, Eastmont Baptist Church, Lagoon Park Fire Station, Frazier United Methodist Church, Eastdale Baptist Church, Houston Hills Community Center, King Hill Community Center, Wears Ferry Road Elementary School, First Christian Church, and the St. James United Methodist Church. If you have questions about whether or not you reside in District 74, please contact the Montgomery County Board of Registrars at 334-832-1215. Get out and exercise your franchise on Tuesday, November 12th.
News. I'm Lillian Wu. President Trump talking trade with China.
We were so close to a deal. The hard points were negotiated. Opening up China, intellectual property, all sorts of tremendous penalties.
At the Economic Club of New York, warning if there is no deal,
we're going to substantially raise those tariffs. They're going to be raised very substantially. And that's going to be true for other countries that mistreat us too, because we've been mistreated by so many countries.
Also talking about how well the economy is doing, though some critics say his trade war has hurt it. In the race for the White House, Republican Mark Sanford saying he's ending his primary challenge. And the Supreme Court saying a lawsuit against a gun maker brought by a survivor and victim's relatives in the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting can go forward. Plaintiffs saying the Bushmaster AR-15 style rifle should never have been sold to the public. America is listening to Fox News.
Hello, this is Steve Northington with Cat House Marine. We've been an advertiser with Blue Water Broadcasting and have enjoyed tremendous results. I credit Blue Water Broadcasting for the wonderful growth that we've experienced the past few years.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Arctic air continues to funnel into Alabama. What a change. We were at 66 degrees at 3 o'clock this morning. We'll be hovering in the 30s today. Wind chill factor in the 20s for most of the day with a wind advisory in effect. North winds 15 to 25 miles per hour, gusting to 30. Clear skies tonight, freeze warning. Mid-20s by dawn. In fact, the record is 24 from 1968. We will threaten that record. Wind chill factor in the morning will be in the teens. Sunshine tomorrow, and we may recover to the low 50s for a high temperature. Maybe a little bit better, but another freeze tomorrow night. Overnight low temperature, 31. Bundle up from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
In a little cafe, just the other side.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, this is where we are.
Started walking her way. She belonged to Batman Jose.
Let's go to the yes.
Before we go to David, David, thank you for being patient. Big breaking news, Dan.
Uh-oh.
Republican Mark Sanford has ended his campaign to challenge Donald Trump as the GOP nominee.
Man.
I know everybody's waiting on that news.
Goodness. Well, you know, this guy, he's the guy that had the affair and that said he was in the Shenandoah Mountains or something on his
really
trail.
Argentina.
Argentina with whatever.
Well,
and
I'm not going to judge him.
Yeah. Yeah. So don't judge me either. And he was such a bozo. I mean, the guy lost in the primary as an incumbent member of Congress. And he was going to go beat Donald Trump? Yeah, just, that wasn't going to happen.
Just dumb.
Let's go to David. David, welcome aboard the Dan Mars Show on a Tuesday.
Thank you, sir. Is the proceeding that we're watching and reading about, is it legal?
You're talking about the hearings?
Yeah.
Yes. It's legal.
Okay, so impeachment can actually be accomplished without calling any witnesses for the defense.
Well, impeachment hasn't been accomplished yet.
Can impeachment be accomplished without the Senate?
No, removal cannot be accomplished without the Senate.
Well, then what are we doing?
They're messing around and trying to score political points.
Well, I mean, you know, it appears that there's only the only thing that's really being accomplished is people are being hurt, people are being damaged, and the innocent are. I mean, it's just. I mean, if we're a nation of laws, I continue to be amazed at how things are being done here. And it's seemingly nobody standing up saying, no, you can't do that.
Well, and here's why, David, is that the House operates under its own rules, so they are abiding by their rules. Do I agree with the rules? No. Are the rules fair? No. But they are the rules. And so the end result is, as the public watches this, they are going to be the decider of whether the Democrats did something right or wrong. And where the punishment begins is at on Election Day.
Well, and also, David, there are a lot of Republicans in the Senate as well as in the House standing up and calling this process incredibly unfair, Soviet style. They have all sorts of words for it. If you watch that testimony tomorrow, I expect Republicans to continue that drumbeat. But because the Democrats control the House, they have the majority. They can do what they want.
Well, is this thing not going to fall right along party lines? Yep.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, with the exception of maybe
Mitt Romney. What are we doing? We're not accomplishing anything.
I agree. But when you say we, what you're saying really is, what are the Democrats doing? And what they're doing is they're trying to score political points and hurt Donald Trump.
No, this is everybody. This is our country. Mm-hmm. Republicans and Democrats are not only allowing this.
Republicans aren't allowing this. Republicans have to go along.
There's just something. I mean, something that is totally wrong, and it just seems like if the wrong is doing the things that they're doing, then where the heck is the right? Where is the just? Where is the rule that says no, you can't do this in America?
Because the people who made the rules in the Congress had these as the rules, that they get to decide what they want to do. They decide what the rules are. And what you do is, if you don't like it, then you take it out on them at the voting place.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
I wonder if David's going to vote for Donald Trump.
I would think so.
It is very frustrating.
It is. And I think this is exactly why, and it's a shame that I have to explain that much, but this is why I think the Democrats are going to have a really hard time in 2020 in their elections. When I saw that expanding to 45, we went from 31 to 41 to 45 House targeted seats, That's big.
You know, and I've gotten frustrated. I've gotten frustrated on air in my own private time. I've been incredibly frustrated, at times angry over the whole process. But there's a glimmer of hope, if you will, Dan.
Yes.
Like, I just feel like this is the gang who can't shoot straight. These are the same guys. Adam,
the Dems.
Yeah, Adam Schiff in particular. Eric Swalwell's another one.
He's one of my favorite people now, Joey.
Mr. Butterface. They constantly, during the Russian investigation by Mueller, where Schiff was coming out saying, I have evidence of collusion. I have evidence. They kept overplaying.
They overreached. Absolutely.
And they underdeliver. And I have a feeling, this is my hope at least, the glimmer of hope, is that's exactly what they're doing now. They're overpromising, and they're going to underdeliver, and they're going to end up with a bunch of egg on their face.
I like egg on Democrats' face.
Yeah, likewise.
Okay, let's finish up with Nancy Cordes. You heard her talk about the polls, and the polls are that people don't really want a big group of people do not want to do the impeachment hearings.
And Nancy, we're also learning new details about the military aid to Ukraine that was approved by Congress but then held up. What do we know?
That's right. One of those diplomatic aides, Catherine Croft, testified that it was actually acting chief of staff Mick Mulvaney at the White House at the direction of the president who placed an informal hold on that military aid this summer, right before the president's July phone call with the president of Ukraine, where he said he'd like the president of Ukraine to do him a favor. Also, in the first testimony from a Pentagon official, Laura Cooper, she's the deputy assistant secretary of state, testified that even the Pentagon was in the dark this summer about why the aid was being held up. She said that her understanding was that the Ukrainians were aware that the aid was being withheld, and that's important because it runs counter to the GOP argument that there was no pressure here because the Ukrainians didn't even know that this aid had been withheld. Democrats argue that this is more evidence that there was a quid pro quo, dirt on the Biden family in exchange for the resumption of millions in military aid.
Okay, notice how Nancy Cordes did that, where she said, I was told, and what she's doing is a circular argument. Is Vindman and those people are the ones that are telling her that, who they're making an assumption. And so what you're doing is you're reporting on something that somebody else reported that disagrees with the policy, who thinks that that's what it is. And that's where this thing, I think in the hands of Ratliff, Jim Jordan, and others, I think they're going to be able to get this and nail this to the wall.
Well, and the whole argument is that we went around you guys because you kept saying all this stuff was conspiracy theory. All this stuff about the Bidens and DNC corruption in Ukraine. That's why we went around you. And you and the Democrats in this hearing room want to call that a conspiracy. You want to call investigation of Biden's the sham as more and more evidence piles up on that side of the argument.
And they're just totally looking the other way on the scene.
It's amazing.
And they call it a sham, debunked. And they're just not willing to look. That's the amazing thing. Let's go to Ray. Ray, welcome aboard the Damo Show.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I got a hypothetical question for you.
Yep.
Could the Republican Senate hold President Trump impeachment hearings on him? Along beside what's going on today with the Democratic House?
No. Now, you could get Foreign Services Committee to do some hearings about Biden and things like that, but what happens is they have to vote on impeachment and then send it over to the House, to the Senate, and then the Senate takes it up in judiciary, and then they can actually start calling a series of witnesses, but then they give it to the majority leader, and then the majority leader calls for an impeachment trial that's run by the Chief Justice.
Yeah, the reason I was asking, I was wondering if they did do that, then the Republicans could call all of the witnesses they want.
Oh, absolutely.
And then, you know, including Hillary and the whole nine yards. And I would love to see that happen.
Yeah, I don't think, and it's going to be interesting because the Democrats were really mouthy about this, going, you failing to appear when we make a request for subpoena, just shows your guilt and that you have something to hide. Well, when they call Nellie Orr in there and they call Christopher Steele, what are they going to say then? And I'm talking about in the actual Judiciary Committee, in the Senate, and or the trial itself.
Oh, I think we should put Christopher Steele on suicide watch, Dan.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You're right there. All right. Well, I do appreciate it.
Ray, thank you for the telephone call. I want you to have a wonderful day.
Are you afraid the whistleblower is going to commit suicide?
It's
so over the top.
It really is. Well, it's interesting that I was trying to print it out, but our printer is not working here for some reason. But Byron York wrote a really good piece about...
Vindman, right?
Vindman.
Yeah.
And he breaks it down in a section. He goes, beyond his opinions, he has very few facts to offer. And he just lays it out here and says he was confused. They were asking him questions. He's supposed to be the expert on Ukraine. He couldn't answer some very simple questions about Ukraine.
Right, and also the exchange on Burisma is fascinating, that he knew it was corrupt, but I didn't look into it anymore. And you could tell he's kind of like, well, what do you mean? So you looked into it enough with your principal, like the people who know, to know they're corrupt, but you don't know the exact corruption? Like, the answers are very evasive.
Well, he withheld information from investigators that were there. We have this whistleblower thing that where the whistleblower is now, somebody's blown the whistle on the whistleblower. I think Vindman is going to end up in this stack of deck, too, of somebody's going to blow a whistle on him.
Right.
And I think he's got a problem
He received a Purple Heart. He served with honor.
And he wore his uniform that he hadn't worn in probably years. I wonder if he's going to show back up in his uniform.
Probably. I guess he will. Maybe he got it tailored a little bit, but... I want to hear more, or I guess we'll learn in the next few days, this complaint against the whistleblower. Now, that would be juicy. And I'm sorry, Adam Schiff, he put out this nasty statement, Shifty Schiff, that no, we will not tolerate on this committee any effort to embarrass, retaliate, intimidate, or whatever the whistleblower. We don't want to do any of those things, Adam. We want to know who he is, and we want to know what his story is. It's not retaliation. We want to know the facts.
Yeah, I mean,
how this all came together.
Well, particularly if he was out raising money for Democrats and talking about how we have to stop Trump as a federal employee. Sorry, can't do that. News Talk 93.1. Dan Moore Show. We'll be back right after this.
News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hi, I'm Tiffany Coleman. My husband, Jeff Coleman, is running for U.S. Congress. I bet you've seen Jeff's name and face on billboards and on the sides of moving trucks parked all over the district. Because when Jeff decides to do something, he does it big. And if you look really hard, you'll see my picture, our three girls, and our dog, Gracie, too. What I really wanted to talk to you about is Jeff, his background, and why he'd make such an incredible congressman. But I guess that'll have to wait, because they're telling me I'm out of time. But I'll be back here soon to tell you more about my husband, Jeff Coleman.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Two 7 2 9 2 2 8. That's where we are. Excuse me. I don't want to go back outside. It's too cold, Daddy. Let's do this. Griff Jenkins is going to report where the Republicans are laying out their strategy ahead of the public impeachment hearings tomorrow.
President Trump could release the transcript of his first phone call with Ukraine as soon as today. Griff Jenkins joins us now live from Washington as Republicans in the meantime lay out a strategy ahead of this week's public impeachment hearings. Good morning, Griff.
Good morning, Heather. Yeah, both sides are gearing up for a second part of this week, which is going to be really busy. Republicans are leaving nothing to chance in a memo obtained by Fox News from the GOP staff of the three investigating committees to its members. They highlight four key pieces of evidence that they say shows there was no treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors. First, the July 25 call showing no evidence of conditionality or pressure. Second, Ukrainian President Zelensky has stated there was no pressure. Third, Ukrainian government says they were not aware of a hold on funds at the time of that July call. And finally, the fact that President Trump met with Zelensky ultimately and that aid ultimately also flowed to Ukraine in September. Now, this comes on the heels of Democrats releasing another transcript yesterday, this one from Pentagon official Laura Cooper. In it, Cooper details concern at the deputy's level at DOD over withholding funds, testifying, quote, there was not an understanding of how this could legally play out. Meanwhile, President Trump says, as you noted, we could see the transcript of his first call in April of with President Zelensky that could come as early as today. Presumably that will show that the defense of the president, as Republicans have made, will continue to be consistent. Now, we're waiting to learn whether or not the Democrats will allow any of the witnesses that Republicans wish to call in these open hearings. On the list, former Vice President Biden's son, Hunter, which is at the center of this inquiry. Biden weighed in yesterday at a town hall on that prospect.
There is zero rationale for that to happen. Nobody has suggested anything was done that was inappropriate. This is all a diversion. This is classic Trump. Classic Trump. Focus on the problem. We have a president who has is the most, one of the most corrupt people to serve in that office.
So we'll see what today brings, Heather, but what's coming tomorrow is our first open hearings that will feature Ukrainian Ambassador Bill Taylor and current diplomat George Kent. On Friday, we'll hear from Marie Yovanovitch.
Thy dost protest too much.
Yep.
Don't look at me. Look at him. He's the most corrupt president ever. Which means to me that he's really corrupt, that Biden. I mean, you know, this stuff hits the fan. This guy is going to, he's going to like vaporize. And I can see why Mike Bloomberg wants to have his own set ready in case something does happen out here. Devon Patrick, I'm not sure if he could have the money to affect that. Hey, when you have $60 billion, you can do a lot of damage.
There's a report. It's interesting. There's a reason why these Democrats waited so long to give out these, you know, 100-so pages of each deposition. This is somebody dug this up. A key witness that appeared last month, her name's Catherine Croft. She's a State Department official specializing in Ukraine. She told a closed-door meeting that Trump, through the OMB, held up the first grant of military aid to the Ukrainian government of then-President Petro Poroshenko in 2017 and reprimanded Poroshenko and the Ukrainian delegation to their faces, saying how corrupt their country was and why can't you provide for your own defense? And they were worried about Russian reaction to sending lethal aid to the Ukrainians, just like the Obama administration was, and then the aid was sent. So Trump, it seems like, has...
Sounds like a pattern.
Yeah. That he's pissed off at Ukraine and having to give money in the first place. It sounds pretty consistent.
Well, and where Trump is he does not want to send money to somebody that's going to squander it. That's where right. His problem is.
He'll sell you weapons. He'll even put troops on your in your country if you pay for it, like Saudi Arabia. but yeah.
Where did you pick that up from?
Breitbart. They just posted it earlier. Yeah, here's part of the Q&A. This is the official for the State Department, Croft, Catherine Croft. The president was skeptical of providing weapons to Ukraine. Question, why? Well, when this was discussed, including in front of the Ukrainian delegation in front of President Poroshenko, he described his concern being that Ukraine was corrupt, that it was capable of being a very rich country, and that the United States shouldn't pay for it, but instead we should be providing aid through loans. So this sounds like, as you said, a pattern for President Trump, and not an illegitimate concern by any means.
Should we cover part of the hearings live tomorrow, or should we wait until we see something happen? Well, that it starts during your
moment. Right. I think I'll check in, see how those opening statements go, but I have a feeling.
Oh, yeah. I'm just waiting. I'm dying to hear Adam Schiff's opening statement.
Right. We'll probably bring some of that, but I'm not going to do the whole show, just playing the hearing.
Hope Jagger's better.
Likewise.
I like that. Excuse me, 272-9228, that's where we are. Let's do this. So we got Griff Jenkins reporting in this thing. You heard Nancy Cordes kind of do her thing. Some interesting stuff that happened is, let's see if we can fit in Sean Hannity, Devin Nunes on the hearing tomorrow with Sean Hannity.
We already know that the process is flawed because at the end of the day, Congressman, is it true or not true? Adam Schiff, who's compromised in this case, he gets to deny the witnesses you call. He gets to make the final decision on everything, doesn't he? So there really is no, there are no rights for the ranking members or the president and his attorneys.
Well, as you know, nobody likes to disagree with Rush Limbaugh, but I think in this case, Rush Limbaugh only has it about half right. At least during the Kavanaugh hearings, the Republicans had the ability to bring up people who were supporting Kavanaugh. We don't even have that. So Adam Schiff and his team, whoever, met with the whistleblower. We've had no access to the whistleblower. Number two, we want to know what was the DNC's involvement and the Clinton campaign's involvement in Ukraine, and why did the Ukrainians interfere in our election? We also have out there the situation with Hunter Biden. How did he get $80-some thousand a month? These are just basic questions that we deserve to have the answer to before any of this circus is set to begin on Wednesday. We should have those answers.
You have a list of people, including Adam Schiff, the whistleblower, Nellie Orr, Hunter Biden, Joe Biden. Will any of your witnesses be allowed to testify?
Yeah, that, as of right now, we have none of our witnesses, right? So, I mean, look, we even put on Ambassador Volker. Okay, this guy was the Democrats' first witness. Came in, didn't go very well for them. You've all seen the transcripts. He came in voluntarily. The transcripts are out. Why on earth would Volker not be there? He was the special envoy to Ukraine. We're having the top people at the State Department who handled Ukraine, and now the acting ambassador that's coming in on Wednesday. Why would you not have Volker on the same panel? Why would you not give the Republicans a witness? So as of right now, we have no witnesses, and we have no knowledge of the foundation of this case and of these accusations.
A couple of interesting things is, I think one of the things you're going to see when they're interviewing Vindman is they're going to ask him questions about Hunter Biden and what he knew and about his relationship with Joe Biden, and then possibly whistleblower stuff. Possibly whistleblower, but they can make him look really bad, because if he says, I didn't know, then you're not a very good damn expert about Ukraine, if that's the case. Ask him about how corrupt was Burisma. And if he doesn't answer that, then he's an idiot.
Well, and essentially the game the Republicans are going to be playing